I'm Madeline Wallace.
And I'm Henry Lin.
And welcome to Better World.
Better World is an exploration of badass people doing really cool things. The more we know about this world, the better we can do in changing it.
Yes. And today, we are joined by none other than Philip Mangan.
Got it.
Better Man Rep. Better Man Spokesman.
Thank you guys for having me.
Welcome
to the first in what I hope is a series focused on how we can be better men. The Better Man series. And check us out online. We're going to have some resources. Maddie, why don't you tell us about the history of how you and I lovingly came to Better Man?
Okay. It was fabulous.
It was fabulous.
Wait, how did we come to Better Man?
Stop it.
I'm kidding. So we were talking and something completely irrelevant happened and you were like, Maddie, you make me a better man or something
yes,
like that.
Yes, that is exactly
and
what happened.
And I was like, Better Man.
And she was like, boom, landed it.
Yeah, because I've been thinking for quite a while about this and trying to have conversations with my male friends and female friends about why it seems like sustainability.
You mispronounce suitors, but keep going.
Yeah. My suitors.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. About why it seems like sustainability is such a chick thing or such a, like feminine thing. I don't know why. And, you know, from my perspective, you know, you don't have to be in the sustainability realm, like myself or, you know, my friends, to think that sustainability is hot and attractive, because the way that I look at it, it's like, if somebody's interested in sustainability, they're interested in helping the human race and our planet,
the new heroes,
survive and thrive. Like, how could, like, nothing's hotter than that, right? Like, from an evolutionary standpoint, you are trying to support survival.
I'm turned
on right
now.
So that's, like, probably biologically, like, the sexiest thing ever. So why is it not more of a conversation?
Essence of Sustainability by Calvin Klein.
Just, like, grass and dirt.
There are no shortage of environmental campaigns which need attention, and no shortage of dollars going to charitable organizations in an attempt to rectify some of the wrongs we have done. However, there is a startling lack of accountability on an individual basis. And here at Better World, while we have been providing you information on the things that you can do to make change and the products and net good companies that you can support, which by purchasing automatically support change, we haven't really dug into the social problem of how we become, especially as men, better manses.
Thank you for fixing what I just said and making it sound official.
I definitely didn't fix a thing. You need nothing, but it is an incredible opportunity to talk about the fact that you have transitioned away from the 70s alt-rock, post-punk, slightly androgynous, mostly long-haired lead singer of the band, possibly casually wears leather pants 2 days out of the week guy, into the eco-warrior hero, survival of our fittest.
Right, right.
Plaid shirt wearing, definitely vacations upstate, better man.
Wow.
So, fellas, the incentive is that the rock star unicorns out there are really into the better man.
Yes.
So here with us today, Philip. Yeah. Are you our example of a better man?
I dropped this
and Matt showed up with you.
Hey, I hope so. I mean, I like to think that I am a better man from the things that I do and that, you know, my outlook on life. You know, that's kind of the thing that I wake up in the morning is, how can I be better today? So I kind of hold that as my, you know, platform to, hey, this gets me going in the morning. You know, let me see how I can help others and how I can be better myself.
So, in examining the archetype of what we each have to do and some of the behaviors we have to change, while I would put forth that there are some small things that we talk about with fair consistency, like changing your packaging to plastic-free and going to shop at good old Lawrence Singer's place, or taking something like the bathroom challenge and changing all of your products to net good products, whether they be the chemicals that you clean with in things like Blue Land and Branch Basics, or that are, you know, non-toxic and better for you as a human, or if there are things like Bite toothpaste instead of the plastic tubes, they got the little pills and you pop them in and chew them. So on a product basis, we've given a lot of detail, but on a social basis, We've given very little. So perhaps the best way to start and focus on this conversation is to start with what you do professionally, because I think there's no shortage of vocations now that by virtue of where you work, you're helping the world. Mm. So let's start there and let's actually talk about some of our favorite better man jobs.
Mm. Okay. So I am a full-time model and commercial actor. I'm also a personal trainer, and I also do some work for a nonprofit organization called Art Children's Earth. And I actually just created a health and wellness coaching platform. It's called My Fittest Hour. Mm. And it's actually geared towards helping men kind of just regain control of their lives and, you know, their mind, body, and regain control of their time.
I feel that.
So basically, it kind of all stemmed from, you know, when I got my personal training certification, it was kind of like, I don't want to train people in the gym. I don't look at it that way. I look at how can I help you change your whole lifestyle? Mm-hmm. And I think it all starts with, like, you know, an emotional connection to the change.
Right.
Which I think most men are lacking.
Right.
You know, so those are kind of my...
We don't really have this emotional connection to if I give back to the planet or do something which is inherently good for the planet, I get this kind of positive feedback loop. And so I think that's part of what our campaign is mm-hmm. looking to address. Like,
right.
Hey, fellas, you know, you do this right, the guys will think you're hot, the girls will think you're hot. The right. guys will want to be you, the girls will want to be with you.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think that's great. If you're going to jump on board because, you know, you think the girls are going to want to be with you, that's great.
right. No, but, no, let's keep this right. shallow.
But I think honestly... you know, I guess I can say about like my whole change, like how I look at change, like, you know, to becoming like an eco warrior that I am now. I look at like, hey, I've heard about plastic being bad for the environment for years prior to my change. And I never like kind of got that connection to where I actually cared.
Right.
Right. So what was it? What happened?
Because I had to reset like my emotional intelligence.
Wow.
To, like,
that's a huge thing to say.
To basically... learn how to feel on wow. a different scale. And honestly, so I'm worried about these little things that, you know, that I've been taught by society for years, mm-hmm. you know, all right, men are strong, this and that, right. you know, just suck it up, be a man. And, right. you know, I think by the societal factor, like kind of playing a role, you know, you don't really kind of get that, I guess, aspect that the females get. You know, you're not learning that it's okay to cry. You know, it's okay to feel these things.
Right.
Mm. Yeah. You know, so.
So like climate, impending climate catastrophe is included in that.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, if you can kind of reset the way you look at things, which is kind of an unlearning.
Right.
Basically, you have to unlearn what you were taught. And obviously it's not easy by any means, but I believe like, you know, hey, no one's going to change unless they really want to change.
Totally. Right?
And so I think by gaining that emotional connection, first to like change yourself, it could be just from anything. Like for me, it was all about going vegan.
Mm,
nice. So when I went vegan, it was for nutritional reasons.
Uh-huh.
But that opened the door to everything else. I became like conscious of the planet in that regard and everything like that. And then it just kind of clicked in that way where, mm-hmm. okay, now I care because now I have that connection to it from something else. And it kind of stemmed over to,
right.
you know, the planet. Mm-hmm. And
a recent study published showed that there are 16 pounds of carbon dioxide that are released per day if you are a meat eater. If you are vegan, it's 6. If you're pescatarian, it's about 8. And if you're an occasional meat eater, it's a little over 10, but the major jump really does occur from a little meat to a lot of meat. And it feels like all of our meals, while lacking compassion for that which we're eating,
right.
are centered around one source of protein with a bunch of sides.
Oh, I completely agree. I think we associate being strong with meat, especially as a man. Okay, I'm going to gain muscle. I need to eat this meat.
Yeah.
And people think with their taste buds also. Like, totally. I mean, but I've had amazing vegan food here that has made me realize why I don't need to eat meat anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And
almond butters, pea proteins, where do you go?
Yeah.
I'm big into like whole food, plant-based diet, basically.
Yes.
So I don't like a lot of the processed shit. Mm-hmm. Right. So for me, it's just, I love oats in the morning with mm-hmm. like fruits and nuts and seeds. I love like a good salad for lunch, you know, with beans and grains, etc. I love bread. Good bread. Like people tell me, oh, I can't have the carbs. Like I think that's bullshit. Like you can have the carbs. You just need to have the complex carbs, mm-hmm. the good carbs, not like, hey, we stripped all the nutrients out of this bread and we're right. going to give it to you. So right. now you're going to eat more of it because you're not full from it.
Right. Right.
You
exactly.
know?
Yeah.
So, I think.
So you started with a career that originally, or at least originated in modeling, and we've heard from some of the role models folk, Maddie is now one of them.
Wait, are you a role model too?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so also.
Oh God, we're surrounded, we're flanked on all sides.
We're taking
oh
over.
God, yes.
It's just you and me, Brandon. That's it. Slash, it's time to start our modeling careers, Brandon.
Brandon's down. If anyone has any opportunities, let me know. Definitely trying to start that career.
Brendan is definitely going to be an American Apparel model. 1,000%.
Oh, I love their basics.
I'm saying.
anyone can be a lifestyle model. I say that.
No, totally.
Give me those D's.
That's the whole point of this conversation, mm-hmm. right?
Okay, so you started there and made that transition and in your vocation said, hey, I'm just going to work with sustainable net good companies. And then on the physical fitness side of the fence, you started working directly with people who also wanted to create a lifestyle change, and you've now created this roadmap around this lifestyle, which sounds very much, for lack of better words, like you embraced your full inner eco warrior.
Oh yeah, I make all my like products basically. I'm doing like all these different things that most people wouldn't do, and I think like. I'm not doing anything crazy.
Yeah.
Like it almost kind of started where, hey.
Wait. So you did the reset on the emotional intelligence, you went vegan, and then you started creating your own products?
So yeah. So basically.
When it all
kind of like came together.
Yeah.
I mean, it was about nutrition at first, but then it went to, hey, okay, well, I need to be caring about what I'm putting on my body also. So totally. You start looking at the products that you're putting in, you know, like on your body, like your lotions or anything like that. And then you start seeing
a paraben.
You start seeing the chemicals in it, and then you also start seeing it's really damn hard to avoid plastic in a lot of products.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So then I thought, why not just create my own? And mm-hmm. now I like DIY all the time. Like I got toothpaste, mouthwash, face moisturizer.
Damn. Let's talk about your favorite toothpaste recipe.
Amazing. This is amazing.
So yeah, I mean, so I'm just like. Taking it a step, but also when you think about it, I think most people could, like, I guess it speaks to them through like money. So like, right. I save a lot of money by doing this.
Mm-hmm, totally.
And I mean, yeah, you know, I'm fortunate enough to have a career in modeling, commercial acting that has provided for me, but I don't make a shit ton of money. Mm-hmm. But I always like keep a cost in mind to where, how can I save? Well, I'm saving money and I'm saving the planet and I'm saving chemicals from coming into my body.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like
win, win, win.
Like a triple win. And so yeah, kind of all just kind of connected in that way. And now, I mean, I feel like I'm in science class when I'm doing it, honestly. Yeah. It's like, it kind of takes you back. Like, I mean, it's not like I'm doing anything crazy. It's not like it takes a lot of time. I look at anything that I do as far as like creating, like whether I'm making a meal or creating like a product, can I do this in like 10 or 15 minutes? Like, I don't want to waste all my time on it. So I look at it, can someone else do this? Can someone else replicate it?
Yeah.
And when I realize that I can do this, these things, and people can replicate them, that's when I like to teach people about it. Because I'm like, you don't need a lot of time.
Right now
you
it's available, right?
You don't need a lot of money.
Right.
You know, you can do this, these things, and also you're going to feel better about like the stuff that you create. Because when you put some, like when you put your energy in that stuff, I think it you get more satisfaction from it.
Totally.
You know, at the end of the day, you know, creating all these products, even like I'm going like on Thursday to my friend's house, we're going to make soy wax candles. Oh, and I'm going to give my family those candles for the holiday.
I love this.
Dude.
So, this is amazing.
So, can I come over?
Hey.
My sister would flip her shit. Go. Where's my cashmere?
Oh my God.
So when I look at it, like even...
It's an Adam. It's sustainable, people. It's okay.
Even as far as like from like the Christmas season, when you start thinking about the gift giving season, I don't want to give anyone shit. They already can buy their own stuff, and I don't think the world needs more gifts. You know, in that way of like,
I want to make my sister my own brand of toothpaste.
I can help you with that.
I mean, I'm so into that. Just to be able to look at her and be like, every time you miss me, I'll be in your mouth.
That is so
super creepy.
Classically creepy, Henry.
Super creepy.
Okay, anyway.
Or just right.
So what you're saying here is that you had a moment that started with what you're putting in your body with food.
Mm-hmm.
And it opened
you
up slowly.
He had the reset of the emotional intelligence first.
Sorry?
He had his come to Jesus.
Well, I think the reset of the emotional intelligence came from like just a small desire to change several years ago. But that was like changing myself for the better. It wasn't all the way aligned with, you know, the whole vegan stuff yet. It was just like, I want to be a better person. So I started like kind of opening myself up in new ways, which I think most people aren't willing to do because they're afraid of change.
Totally.
So when you're willing to kind of like forget what you've done in the past and kind of be like, okay, I'm going to take the steps to try to become better. Wherever that is leading me to, I'm going to take a step forward each day. Mm-hmm. And I did that, and it was actually stemmed probably from a breakup. I got my heart broken, and I was like, okay, well, I need to like reevaluate where I am.
Be a better man.
Yeah, and try to be a better man because something didn't work in this relationship and something's not working for me, but she made me want to be a better man and I wanted to continue that process afterwards. Yeah, totally. So that's kind of like where it led to led me to like the vegan stuff. I mean, that was several years later. Wow. But I finally kind of like, once you kind of change one thing, change isn't scary anymore. You just want to dive into change. So it was like, when the vegan, like when I watched the documentary, What the Health, I went full vegan the next day.
Whoa.
So it was like I think the best way I can put it is like, once you make changes, change becomes easy because you're used to it.
Right. But it's so hard to like get people to do that if they don't have that moment of awakening, because as you and I understand, like it starts with veganism, and then you go into lifestyle and everything, and it just gets easier and easier as a natural evolution, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for somebody who's like removed from that, it's impossible to actually explain, right? It's impossible for them to truly understand it unless it's a personal experience. So like from someone who's listening to this or someone who you're starting to work with, like what's the starting point? How do you get them, you know, get them in? Because we're over here talking about like, look, it's honestly, when it boils down to it, it's just fucking hot. Like it's just a great thing to do. Like it's just being a good
sick
person.
Yeah,
and it's hot.
No, I get it. You know? And what I tell people is first quieting the noise.
Mm,
so basically we're getting like hit with shit from all different areas of our lives, like information,
marketing, everything.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So like, we don't even know what to think anymore. Like one day, like, okay, you hear a study where eggs are good for you. Next day, they're bad for you. Next day, they're good for you. It's like, you know, those little things, like as the science grows, things change. And it's like, you don't even know what is good anymore for you.
Right.
But since we're getting hit, we got social media. We're spending so much time on our phones and our internet and all that stuff. We can't even think for ourselves of what we want.
Right.
We're being told what we want.
Right, exactly.
So we have to quiet the noise first off. Right. So this is how I did that. Now this is kind of how I look at it. I wake up every day. I don't jump and grab my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I start my day in control. So I make my bed because I think that's something I control.
Yeah.
So that kind of gives me a sense of an accomplishment. But also, I journal for 15 minutes. Whatever's on my mind.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm getting in touch like with myself. Whatever I'm feeling, I'm putting down on paper.
Yeah.
So then I'm also doing like yoga stretching in the morning, like 15 minutes of that.
Yes.
So just to activate my body. So I got my mind going, my body going. So I'm already starting the day in control.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is a big step forward in kind of like shutting off the noise and starting to be able to let other things in. Like, what do you really want? Like, when you think about it, what do you want? That's a tough question. I think most people don't understand.
Yeah.
And for me, I had to kind of like dive deep and think about like, what do I want? What am I passionate about? Where do I receive fulfillment from?
Yeah.
And I think no one is taking time to think about these questions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're just throwing on mindless things. Well, okay, let's binge watch Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be stuck in a relationship or just relationships with people that are bringing us down. Yeah. You know,
relationships with people.
People.
Yes.
Yes.
You are a huge believer, then I would assume, in who you surround yourself with matters.
100%.
Your friends, you know, may have served you at one point. Perhaps you grew apart or you're stagnated and you're not growing. They're not serving you presently. It sounds also like people applies to the work environment. It seems like you mm-hmm. recreated your work environment because without being too judgmental, commercial acting and modeling is a pit of vapid conformity at times, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly...
Both of you went right into that one. I was like, fuck.
I mean, honestly, until I was able to put purpose behind my platform, my modeling and commercial acting platform, I wasn't feeling fulfilled from it.
I feel that.
And because prior...
Yeah, Henry feels that.
You
his
feel
modeling
it.
And acting career is
no,
really
no, no. I feel that you didn't love your job until
right,
you put purpose and passion
yeah.
behind
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
also, would I like to be, you know, like a pantsless midriff model? Yeah. I've got dreams too. Oh
my God. Well, don't get me wrong. It's I feel very fortunate that I have this opportunity. And I was running my own business actually prior to jumping into the modeling and acting industry like 2.5 years ago. I did that for 7 years. So going into this industry, I was like, wow, someone wants to pay me for these pictures. That's
yeah.
that's pretty damn amazing.
Right.
We will have to
right.
talk
it's
about
like,
what kind
okay,
of pictures you
money?
Were going to get paid for at the end of the commercial break. But right now,
uh-oh.
We are going to take a little commercial break and give a shout out, a special shout out, a pre-recorded shout out even, to SmileRadio.fm. Our hostesses with the mostesses here in the Smile Radio FM studio on 24th and Lexington Avenue in the Freehand Hotel. Smile Radio, part of the Smile to Go. Come give us a visit, Howard Street, 24th, you know, wherever. We're all over the place, man. Also, you can order food online for pickup. It's pretty cool, too. SmileRadio.fm on Instagram. Check out some of the other shows. And we are back. Maddie?
Hi.
My God, I am learning so much. My mind is fucking
yeah, this
exploding.
Is great. Philip is just...
He's blowing minds.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
I got more in store if you guys need to know.
Are you kidding me? Brent's on the internet right now looking for these original pictures. Like, it's all happening.
Oh, man.
Okay, so we've come to the point in your evolution where you had... not only created your products, not only shifted your career, and the career shifting the career to something of passion and purpose, I think is a big one, but had then begun to teach others. So, it feels like we're discussing like the levels of the video game, or like, you know, the levels in like Taekwondo. Like now you're like a brown belt, right? So, mm-hmm. Take us through the remainder of that progression in your journey of now how you're, you know, either continuing the improvement upon yourself or you're spreading that message to others.
Okay. Well, as far as improving upon myself, you know, I have bad days just like everyone else, I think, where some days I'm not improving, you know, I'm not going to lie. I'm not perfect. And I think I have an open mind to look at things in a different way.
Right. Open mind is such an important thing.
Yeah. Cause I think, I mean, even if you want to look at it in like just a vegan standpoint, when I went vegan, you know, there's just, I kind of took this approach. I was like, I'm going to do it my way. I'm not going to do it because someone tells me these are the rules and you have to follow. Vegan police are going to come get you if you don't follow them, you know?
Right.
I was like, I'm going to take my approach to it. And so I kind of look at things a little differently than most people do. And it's always kind of just a continuing growth process in that manner. Okay, well, do I feel comfortable wearing my leather jacket still that I bought prior to being vegan or not?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've had, you know, a conflict about that because the most sustainable thing I could do is keep wearing that damn jacket.
Right.
And so that is better for the environment. Most mm-hmm. people would be like, well, you're supporting animals and blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's killing of animals. No, I'm not supporting killing of animals, but I have other jackets, so I don't wear it and I'm going to sell it. But right. I think like I have a leather belt or something that I'm going to continue to wear because I don't want to go buy something new. It's just not good for the environment. So, you know, those little steps are keeping the process going as mm-hmm. more I kind of learn about different things. But I think as a whole, you know, I always say that, you know, when I do have the bad days, it's about going back to the things that kind of hold me together. It's a practice. Mm-hmm. It's not like you learn something and you're all healed and you're better.
And you're enlightened as shit.
Exactly. Right? Like, it is a constant practice. There's some days I get up and I don't want to do the stretching and I don't want to kind of get in touch in that way. Mm-hmm. But I remind myself how good I felt at the end of that every single time I do it. And I think it's a constant practice in that way.
Right.
So, you know, there's plenty of other ways that I, you know, I think that moving forward in growing and how I help people, but I think right now I kind of want to help men specifically because I think obviously men need the most help, but I think
we're the fucking worst.
but I honestly think everyone can kind of use this whole kind of concept in like connecting. Cause I mean, I was standing in Starbucks like for like 30 minutes, I guess not standing, but sitting there waiting to come over here because I had some time to kill. And you know, you're just watching people come in and out with their cups and like it's nothing, you know, like it's like it doesn't even register to them like, okay, this is not recyclable, A, which most people already think because there's a plastic liner in the cup. But you know, it's not registering to them like, do I really need this coffee? It's more of about a want, I think. And that's kind of like the thing that I think people need to work on the most is everyone wants this, but do you really need it? And I think, you know, no one's looking at it that way. Even like just going into like another example is like if you buy something in the store. So if you're buying something that is wrapped in plastic and, but you can get it in the bulk section and it's going to be, you don't have to use plastic or anything like that. Well, if it costs like a little bit more, I'll pay for the stuff in the bulk section because you're still factoring the cost of the environment by buying the plastic. Right. You know, it's like no one's factoring those little things in. It's like, okay, you were handed this over as like a convenient, you know, thing in package for you, but why does the planet have to suffer in that way? Yeah. So I think there's little things.
You're buying a cup of coffee, you're not factoring in the cost.
Mm-hmm. You're not factoring in the environmental cost.
Except for when you buy.
Oh, there we go. Good. We're going to continue to shout out to. We don't even know what the company is named anymore, unfortunately. they've had to change it due to trademarks. But Vince, Megan, we love you guys. So basically, nice boobs, shitty cups should be the
nice
t-shirts.
What?
That we make. Yeah, I'm thinking
Did
about.
You say boots or
no,
boobs?
No, boobs. Boobs.
Why?
I'm thinking about like outrageous t-shirts. Back to our outrageous t-shirt
line.
Oh,
that's just in your head. That's what's going on.
Right. I'm making like slogans for how
nice
like
boobs,
we really
shitty
cups or.
Oh, that's okay. Got it.
or.
Oh, that took me.
Nice buns.
Yeah. Shitty.
But vegan hot dogs.
So good.
You see where I'm going here?
I'm here. I'm with you.
I want to print it on used shirts.
Uh-huh.
You know, like I want to get some secondhand rags.
Except don't, you know, I don't know. Maybe the buns thing. Don't say boob. I don't know. You know, I don't
know.
You
like buns over boobs?
I don't know. Maybe if like everyone's wearing the shirt, you know.
Here bringing down the better man conversation toward worse man.
Well, that's what I'm, but that's the thing is like, okay. Like, how can we, this is what I also want to talk about. Like, why are men, like, why?
Before why? We completely derail it with, you know, like the nonsense that I spew constantly, I want to take a note that you have what I would lump under as compassion, multiple sort of stances in it. And one of the first things that you mentioned was factoring cost. But I think Maddie, of course, wants to also get to compassion in the context of for others and how we encourage others to a certain standard that's, you know, that's even beyond the golden rule of treat me like you'd have to be treated.
Right. Or just like when you're talking about how you are making your own, you know, creams and stuff and make your own toothpaste. Like I do that. I know people who do that. But like the thought of my guy friends doing that, it just blows my mind. Like I would pay money to bet that they like would, you know, don't do that.
You would subscribe to an internet channel basically
of men refusing to do that.
It's the new YouTube. Fuck that. It's the new Pornhub.
It's sad. No. Oh God. Here's where this conversation
Do you see that toothpaste? Do you see that fucking toothpaste?
So why? What is it? what is it? I'm not asking you to be an evolutionary biologist, but like,
yes,
what's your perspective?
Why do other guys not want to do that?
What is it? Is it the stereotypes around it?
I think it's a stereotype around it. I think
apart from being disconnected, right? Apart from
understanding. Exactly. I mean, I think obviously most people are disconnected, but as a guy, I mean, like, they look at that as a feminine thing, like creating anything. It's almost almost kind of like, I guess, like back in like, you know, the 50s or 60s when like, you know, the wife is supposed to cook.
Right. It's a domestic thing.
But I look at that completely different. I think that, especially now, I mean, like you see more men taking, you know, care of the kids and staying at home and stuff like that. You know, I think they look at it as like feminine, like as far as like I'm a straight male, like, and I don't look like I don't think anything is feminine about creating a product. I look at it, the way I look at it is just like, I'm saving money and I like to do this. I'm going to do it.
Right.
You know, and that's it.
Also, what's the difference between creating, you know, like the skincare product versus building a shelf, right? Why is one or more less manly than the other?
Exactly. And I completely agree with that. I mean, I like building things and I like creating things. So like as far, and that's actually something that I was like, man, I would actually love to be a contractor if I knew like something like that. It would be cool to like build a house.
Boob comment to completely devalue all of my other points. We're gonna have to take one more commercial break before we get into the most exciting part of the episode. Today's episode is sponsored by Surf City El Salvador. Surf City is part of President Bukele's new administration's initiative to bring El Salvador to the first world. Dun, 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 dun. The Chinese government and President Xi have invested considerable monies in developing the infrastructure on the coast in particular and water treatment plants and stadiums of El Salvador. El Salvador is likely to be the next Costa Rica for surf-related destinations. They currently boast one of the best right-hand waves in the game. Consistent Surf, you can check out El Zonte and check out our sponsoring partner, Palo Verde Hotel in El Zonte, only an hour away from the San Salvador airport. El Salvador is safe and a fucking paradise, 5 hours away, direct flight on Avianca and Volaris. PaloVerdeHotel.com. Go visit El Salvador, because you know what? You wouldn't fuck around in East Brooklyn, but you'd definitely go to the Hamptons.
Oof.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm just pitching hot fire tonight.
Nice.
You should work for the tourism board.
I apparently am trying to. Who is to say? Before we get to yet another episode in Pantsless Antics and Horrible Jokes by Henry Lynn, I want to recap some of the really, really incredible things that you said, particularly for our user listener at home, and to note that Brendan and Maddie both are working on resources that we are publishing online that are going to cover some of these topics. Mm-hmm. So check us out at betterworld.media for more information. It'll be posted soon. The steps that we have thus far that you've gone through, Philip, you went through a reset of emotional intelligence, and that sounds like we could recommend some really great Netflix documentaries like Age of Consequences, as well as some meditation exercises to give yourself that reset. You then mentioned that you went vegan. There are a number of different resources I think we can cite to make the vegan diet more exciting, because I think one of the big barrier of entries that you noted was men are like, I need meat, I need protein. And the first thing you said is, I get my protein from other places. It comes in oats and it comes in there's a shit ton of protein in spinach, people. And that's why my man said salad.
We don't need as much protein either that most people think we do. We've been marketed that
it's
way.
Not
and
about
that's
protein.
It's not about protein. And what are you trying? Unless you're trying to be some bodybuilder, you don't need a shit ton of protein.
Yeah, also, but chill with the bodybuilding.
In Game Changers, the like strongest man in the world is vegan.
Yeah.
So he's so cool.
So even if you're a bodybuilder, go vegan. Get your protein elsewhere. Make your products next. We discussed the fact that toothpaste, lotion, shampoos, all can be made at home more cost-effectively, better for your skin, less chemicals. We then went into the idea of taking control of your morning and this idea of mental health and mental stability, certainly a pillar of becoming a better man. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that you wake up, don't lunge for your phone. You do some yoga stretches. You might even do a meditation that I don't know about, but you certainly do some journaling mm-hmm. to get all the feelings down.
That's a meditation.
That is a meditation.
Make your job purposeful and passionate. So we discussed the fact that you started in an industry which is shallow as fuck, just, you know, horrible even. And you've added passion and purpose by working for brands and companies that are helping to change the world mm-hmm. and by having your own platform where you educate and help other men. You also noted that you shifted your clothing. You went away from leathers to vegan alternatives. Mm-hmm. And with all of these things, I'd like to note that you mentioned that there were incremental steps. So this idea that we have to go fully vegan, or you have to get rid of every single leather piece that you have, or you have to take total control of your morning and be a Buddhist monk, not true. Incremental gains are really important, and I would cite the fact that the moderate meat eater only creates 10 pounds of carbon dioxide per day, whereas the heavy meat eater creates 16. Mm-hmm. But my vegans, they create 6. We mentioned that this is a constant practice. And one of the things that you then mentioned within your constant practice is the practice of compassion. So this idea that you have started factoring the cost into your calculus on what it does for the world when you buy a coffee cup, when you buy plastic packaging. And lastly, and one of the most important things, despite my incessant jokes, redefine stereotypes. And really think about what our roles are and whether or not we are comfortable as men being the new type of man, a new type of eco-warrior, in touch with our feelings, in touch with the globe, in touch with the planet, able to be compassionate for others, able to make things with our own hands that we might have at one point considered too effeminate.
Yes.
Yes.
Last but not least, I want to quote you. I have never written down a quote of somebody else before, and I've had Lauren Singer on this show, who I've chased around. Uh-oh. And I've definitely had Maddie on this show. I've had Maddie on the show a bunch of times, and I've never quoted her.
Oh, man.
Once you change one thing, that's also because I didn't want the inherent lawsuits tied to it. womp, womp. Quote, once you change one thing, change isn't scary anymore. End quote. I would like to encourage our listeners that if they take incremental steps in any of these areas, it will help you change and snowball that change into other areas. Once you change one thing, it's not that scary. I am not fully vegan. I went raw, organic, and vegan for a period. I missed all sorts of different things, which I'm too ashamed in your presence to say aloud, but
That's the thing.
Don't shame yourself.
Feel
I
ashamed.
Still eat a little bit of meat.
Yeah, don't feel ashamed.
Right.
Like, sometimes I go hard in the paint, whatever, guys.
Because then there's this weird dichotomy and you feel like you can't be open and share. So, you know, I'm not going to judge
I
you.
Also have moments where I look at like the carnage we wrought in all the meat eating and I'm like, I could have done better.
That's good. That's healthy.
I need to go to a slaughterhouse, kill the animal myself, and see what that's like before I eat them again.
I want to throw a little bit there. I look at satisfaction now through textures, honestly, and so maybe like revisiting those things. Like if you were like interested in changing some more,
right? Like jackfruit instead of pork.
Well, no, I mean just in general. Like when I eat, I mean jackfruit instead of pork, but I'm talking about like. Even say the thing about this crispy, crunchy, all those different textures play a role in satisfaction. That's why I like bread so much. You get that bite from it.
Right.
You know, and I think that bite that you get from meat. And so like I know how to satisfy myself just from textures.
That's so interesting.
And then we got hummus. We got
That's a t-shirt.
We got hummus. We got avocado. We got all these great things that like you can flavor anything to be awesome. But like I think meat. If you can figure out the textures, that's why when people make great vegetables,
that's why the fucking Beyond Meat burger is just blowing up.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think the Beyond Meat burger is great, but I still don't think it's a healthy option. I think it's processed.
It's just a non-meat fast food.
It's a transitional.
But it's a transitional. There you go. Yeah. You got it right. But I think when I have great vegetables, like mushrooms or something like that.
Mushrooms.
And they're cooked well, seasoned well. It's a texture that I'm like, okay, I can have a mushroom burger and be like just as satisfied.
Right, which brings up just another side note. Sorry, we keep liking to talk about veganism.
I like tricking yourself. This is good.
It's just hacking your mind.
If you use all the same like seasonings and spices and herbs that you use on meat, on vegetables, like that's the whole thing. It was like a funny thing that I realized, which is that we just season and we flavor meat with plants. Like everything we get our satisfaction from in meat is actually from a plant.
We
don't just eat a raw steak.
Boom.
We put it with pepper and salt and blah, 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 blah. It's all plants.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Cilantro.
Keep going. What?
I like to flavor my meat with cilantro. Stop judging me.
Oh, right. And I'm one of those freaks who hates cilantro, so I will not. It tastes like soap to you? Yeah.
Oh,
not even in salsa?
It's so sad. In guac, if it's like very hidden. But oh my God, I can't do cilantro.
No, my mom's the same way.
It's so sad.
Interesting.
Is this reason 4,292 that you will never date me?
Reason one, cilantro. Shout out to secretly Nicole. Madeline's.
Still love you.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, continue, Henry. Sorry.
It feels to me like the resources that we post online are going to be extremely helpful, and I'm very excited for all the work that Maddie's going to do. Shout out to Maddie. Particularly in those companies that'll help you shift your clothing or help you with better products and make your own product recipes. But there's certainly a middle ground where if you can't make them, here's a little bit of a better alternative.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank you both for starting our Better Man campaign crusade, nay, dare I say it, revolution.
And don't dare. Go. I've said it.
It's a revolution. Vive la France.
It's time to take over.
And if at all possible, I would like to encourage you, whenever you'd like, with Dear Sweet Maddie, to make some video content. I would love to see your process for things like how you make your own products.
Oh yeah, I would love to share it with you guys, and we could definitely create some stuff.
Yeah,
I'm about to learn how to make some candles soon, so could be one of the videos too.
It's definitely one of the videos. The candles.
Vlog it
all day, my guys. Well, this has been magical and special.
Well, thank you guys for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you for being here.
Picture not having you, especially after I said I want to be a better man and Maddie didn't look at me. She said, no, I've got a guy for that.
I can help you.
Sick.
We can all be better men.
Exactly.
I'm Madeline Wallace.
I'm Henry Lynn.
Oh, if only, right? Dreams. Thanks for listening to Better World. Tune in next time for more on how you can make the world better.